G'day, great to be with you again. Why is it that the early church cheerfully embraced martyrdom because of the certain hope they had of the coming kingdom of God, whilst we fight to stay alive at any cost, as long as possible? Why is it that they were able to give their riches away, whilst we see any threat to our financial well-being as catastrophic? And why is it that whilst we demand God take away the things that frustrate us and cause us pain, the Apostle Paul bore it nobly in a way that grew his character and which honoured God? And we can read about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul talks about the three times he prayed that God would take away a painful and debilitating medical condition. A person's faith is not really significant, is it, until it has been tested by pain? And all of us will experience pain and grief as we journey through life. No one can live life and not be pricked by its thorns occasionally. How you live with your thorns will show the measure of your faith. So let me ask, are you living crushed under the weight of your thorns, or living victoriously above your thorns? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we learn that the Apostle Paul was afflicted with a, quote, thorn in the flesh. Its very description suggests a searing pain. And although it didn't stop him doing his ministry, it was nonetheless a very great trial. And in fact, he prayed to God to take it away three times, but he stopped when God showed him why he would not take the pain away. It was to keep Paul earthed and balanced so he wouldn't get spiritually conceited. And this reminds us that true spirituality means remaining faithful to God in the spiritual highs and in the pains of life. It's fair to say, however, that pain is only good when in the service of God. The issue is therefore this: is your witness with your thorn in the flesh a better display of God's glory than God removing your pain? For some, pain is something which God wants to remove right now. And for others, God asks us to bear the pain to His glory until He shuts down this imperfect world and makes all things new. For Paul, suffering and effective mission went hand in hand. By the mere fact that we live life and engage in mission, we will experience suffering. So, what should we do with our thorns? The Bible invites us to bring them to God as things which you have not allowed to overcome you and ruin your faith. Your thorns indicate that you have won because they did not cause you to deny God. You have won because you bore it faithfully to God's glory. You have won because you didn't insist on your own comfort before God's glory. It's interesting to think where else we read about thorns in the Bible. Yes, you probably guessed it. We read about a crown of thorns being placed on Jesus' head in Matthew 27. Now, this crown of thorns was designed to humiliate, to emphasize a person's complete and utter rejection by men and God. They were meant to hurt and provoke self-protecting outrage. And yet, Jesus wore it nobly. They sat as a crown. The very thorns that were meant to destroy became a badge of glory, of what could be borne in obedience to the Father. And I invite you to do the same. Worship God with your thorns. I'm Nick Hawkes.
For more, go to thisisnick.net.